All right. Hey, listen, appreciate you guys hanging with us here today in the contractor fight. Listen, why this topic? Stress and overwhelm are in the air. And I want to share how you can sell more without stressing out. I'm talking to so many people that are, you know, in sales roles. And one of the most common things they're sharing with me is they feel like they're burning out and they don't know how to keep all the balls juggled in the air. Balls in the air. Is that what we're trying to say here? Who knows? Balls in the air. All right. So before we get into this, hey, if you're a newer contractor and you don't know your numbers, your money mindset is jacked up, head to thecontractorfight.com/foundations and grab our foundations training. It'll teach you your numbers, what to charge. It'll help you deal with all that garbage in your head about your value and some other cool stuff to equip you to succeed in business faster. How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things, and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you or they blow you off or they tell you you're too expensive, you fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today. So listen, think about what it's like trying to juggle everything in the sales process. You know, all the phone calls you got to make and the follow-ups and putting together proposals and researching, you know, projects and designing them. I mean, guys, you fill in the blank in your industry. It could be pretty overwhelming, all the things that are going on, and you just can't keep up. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. And so I'm going to give you a few things here today that we teach behind the scenes in some of our programs to help you not stress out so much and actually sell more. And the first is you got to work to avoid putting yourself in this situation. Okay. And you do that by identifying who your ideal client is. You want to make sure that you're marketing to people and attracting the leads of the people that are ideal clients for you that aren't going to waste a lot of your time. A lot of contractors spend so much time, you know, putting together bids and running around seeing people that are never going to be their customer. And so you want to make sure you nail down, you get really clear on your ideal client. All right. And then to prevent being in this situation, spending time with the wrong people, you want to make sure like things like your website is dialed in, that the images, the language that you use, all those things are attracting your ideal client and repelling those that are not going to be a good fit for you. It's okay if people weed themselves out. In fact, most of the people that hit your website and your marketing should opt themselves out because there's only that select elite few that are your ideal clients. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. Second thing I want to talk about is you, in order to avoid being totally stressed out and things piling up, you have to have a time kills deals mentality. Okay. And what that means is take care of things right now. Set up some automations in your company where people can check a box and they can move forward. So if somebody's on your website at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday or a Sunday, or any day of the week for that matter, and they fill out a form, they should be able to set up a phone call with you or an appointment with you without you having to call them back. Okay. That automates that whole process and makes it easier. You can also set up some automations of how to prepare for the appointment. You can send them links to blogs and content that you've written on your website about what things cost so that in between the time they set the appointment, they would get a series of other links to things that you have on your site to educate them. And what I found is when we've did that, a lot of the people that would set these appointments would get our pricing links and they'd be like, oh, screw that. And they would opt themselves out. And I wouldn't be wasting my time with people that aren't going to be a good fit. All right. Another thing, guys, answer the phone. Okay. Answer the phone. Now, if you can't physically answer the phone personally, then hire a service like Pink Callers. They're great friends of ours over there, The Fight. And they're more than an answering service, guys. They actually do a lot more than just take messages for you. In fact, some of their callers are certified in our sales process to help you pre-qualify the people that call you. But guys, time kills deals. One of the things I hear from guys all the time is like, I have this pile of calls that I got to get back to. And the reason is they're just procrastinating the communication part. They're putting it off. All right. There's no better time than right now to communicate with a client. So time kills deals. Next thing, it's called assignment selling. Now I'm going to read you a definition here. Okay, I'm going to read you a definition, so that's why I'm looking down. Assignment selling is the process of intentionally using educational content you have created about your products and services to resolve the major concerns and answer the burning questions of prospects so they are much more prepared for a sales appointment. So guys, assignment selling is basically it buys you time. When somebody reaches out, like I just shared before about sending links to people, maybe with your pricing or whatever, that's what this is. This is called assignment selling. This is like a gut check. You're giving them a little bit of homework to do to prepare for your appointment. And oftentimes, okay, if they go through, when they go through that process and they actually do the homework, they're selling themselves because you're sending them all this content that's answering their questions and their concerns. All right. This also buys you time because as all the leads are piling up and all the sales appointments and things that you have to do, you are helping educate them, but you're also buying yourself some time, which reduces your stress and overwhelm of feeling like you have to keep up with everything. Plus, like I said earlier, a lot of the people, when they start going through the assignment selling process, they weed themselves out and you don't have to go out there and mess with them because they're never going to be a fit for you. All right. Final thing I want to talk about here today to help you sell more, not be so stressed. It's your own personal discipline. All right. Use an Eisenhower matrix. If you don't know what that is, just type it into the search box here and you'll find it. Okay. But basically it's setting up your time. It's prioritizing your time on things that are urgent and important, not urgent and important, and things that are, you know, not important and urgent. Those are things you can delegate. And then there's shit that's not important or not urgent. Okay. And it shows you how to use that. But guys, use an Eisenhower matrix. It's a tool I use all the time. It helps me time block, okay, the things by priority of what I have to do. And we have a rule here in the fight, never mess with the money, right? So always do those money tasks each and every day. Do what you can so that you are preventing stressing yourself out because you don't understand your priorities. See, overwhelm is often the result of not knowing what to do next. And your own personal discipline, when you sit down and you plan your week, you plan your days, how you're going to use your time, you're telling time how to work for you instead of you working for time and being stressed out. Hopefully this helps you guys a little bit today with some of the things that we covered here on the show. Head to thecontractorfight.com/foundations, like I mentioned before, if you want some tools to grow your business. Share this, subscribe, all that good stuff. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.